This is a commutation phase one hearing for Melissa Soqui, S-O-Q-U-I, ABC number 292857. Ms. Soqui is 39 years old. This crime involves a domestic situation that resulted in her being sentenced for aggravated assault of 6 years. This is a summary of the crime. On April 4th, 2013, a deputy was dispatched to a residence on a North Dead Man's Road, North Dead Man's Gulch Road near Florence, regarding a stabbing. As he drove up, he made contact with a woman in the backyard who stopped when she was given verbal commands. She was identified as Melissa Soqui, and she was detained in handcuffs and put in the back of a patrol vehicle. The stabbing victim, 31-year-old Johnny Palacios, was sitting on the floor just inside a mobile home. Several adults were present, and they had wrapped a towel around Johnny's thigh. There was blood on the floor and on Johnny's socks. Paramedics arrived and began to treat Johnny for small cuts on his left arm, left leg, and lower abdomen, and larger cuts on his chest and right thigh. As Johnny was being treated, he told the deputy that his wife, 34-year-old Melissa Soqui, was about to get in a fight with another woman, and he grabbed her to go outside. As he grabbed Melissa, she started cutting him with a razor blade. Johnny stated that Melissa just went wild, in quotes, as he was trying to get her to leave. Johnny Palacios was transported to Mountain Vista Hospital. Three witnesses at the scene provided written statements. The version given by Ms. Soqui is considerably different from this version. The version that she includes in her commutation application suggests that she believes herself to be a victim of domestic abuse that's continued over a long period of time, and she claims that this this assault was actually self-preservation, that she was acting in self-defense. She was convicted in a jury trial, and in that trial, the state recommended that she be given 6.5 years. Her husband testified asking for leniency for her, and the judge did consider four mitigating circumstances. One, that she has four children; another, that she has good family support; a third, that she has a substance abuse history; and a fourth, just based on her own testimony, that it was self-defense. But there was an aggravating condition as well, and that is she has a prior felony conviction. Ms. Soqui was sentenced to 6 years for this crime. The minimum would have been 5 years for that. The presumptive sentence is 7.5 years, and the maximum is 15 years. So she did receive a year and a half less than the presumptive sentence, and actually 6 months less than the state had recommended. She has an earned release credit date of May 28, 2019. Sentence begin, community supervision begin date of May 12, 19. Community supervision end date of March 31st, 2020. She's asking for a reduction in sentence of essentially time served, which is about 1 year and 9 months. She has no parole board history, and since her crime was committed after January 1st of 1994, we can consider her her institutional record. She does have a history, a personal history of aggravated assault, violence, and she, it's documented that she's been a methamphetamine user. She's done very well as far as discipline. She has only one minor, and that involved just being late for count one day because she was reading a book in the library and forgot to get up and go to count. She's also completed pretty limited programming. She's working with alongside ministries, and she's also completed some programming for Genius Team, which is a program about setting goals and achieving goals in your life. Based on the totality of the case, the fact that she had a history of violence, and that she has already received leniency in the form of a reduced sentence below the presumptive. I'm not seeing that the sentence is excessive. However, I would be open to input from my fellow board members. No comments? Okay, then I'm going to make a motion to not to pass Ms. Melissa Soqui, ADC number 292857, not to pass her application to phase two.
Second.
Agreed.
And this ends the hearing.